Hello and welcome to another downloadable interview with Folkin.com with myself, Paul Johnson and Darren Beach.
Congratulations, Paul, you've actually said downloadable.
I can't believe I actually said it. We saw Cropperty the other week and I just couldn't say it. Maybe it was the beer, I don't know.
But yeah. That would explain it.
I just could not say it. After three attempts, I gave up. I am so pleased and privileged to welcome along even more people as they walk in the door. But we are sitting in a nice little huddle. Do you want to join us?
Yeah. Jesse, mate.
Come and join us.
Our newest edition.
Okay.
Hi. So we now have Jesse May, Julian Lippmann.
Correct.
And Maddie Pryor, OBE.
MBA.
Do you know what? I knew I'd get that wrong.
Yeah.
But I got it wrong last time I was with you.
There you go.
And I was going to say Dame soon, isn't it, to be?
No,
through the grapevine, I hear that
this was going to give you... No, I'm going to get a gold badge from the EFDSS, which is...
All right, okay.
No Damehood. I'm not doing panto yet.
No.
I might do, but...
That's Julian's.
Well, we know Elizabeth does log on to our interviews quite a lot, so we'll do the hat to her and see if we can get you a Dame, definitely. lovely to talk to you all. 45 years... I'm 50, so
yes.
I mean, I was 5 when it all kicked off. I can't imagine, you know, what it was like for you in those days. It must have been brilliant. And through the years, still as fresh as ever.
And we try.
And the band's sort of changing slightly with line-up and things, with new additions, but
absolutely.
It's still got that sort of wonderful sound that we all know and love.
Well, one of the main things, I think, with Steel Eyes is the repertoire, very largely. I mean, the songs that we've done over the years and that we keep bringing in with Wintersmith.
Yeah.
Haven't been a whole new departure in a sense,
yeah.
But it's still in many ways it harks back to a lot of our early material, so that's what we found quite re-energising,
yeah.
And re-examining old material and thinking it through, whether it works the way it is now,
mm.
You know, whether we need to look at it. Are we doing quite a bit of that?
Which is great for us newer ones, because, you know, obviously some of their old material is new to us.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a terrific CV anyway. You've played with Jerry Rafferty and
lots of people, Texas and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. And have you found it just joining in that sort of Steel Eyes band thing easy for you? Or? Was you a fan before?
Easy. I was. But I've always liked the band, obviously.
Yeah.
But when it came up that you know that I had a chance to be in it, I really wanted it quite badly, you know, because it was just really good to be, you know, in a band that is active, that's going and isn't talking about it all the time.
No,
you know, is actually doing it, and still, you know, always. Trying new things, that's the other thing, is that it's great, you know, because with Wintersmith and all this stuff, and some of the more sort of heavy stuff we do, because it goes a little bit proggy nowadays, which is great.
Yeah. Which is kind of where we started.
Yeah,
and and so it's been great, I mean, I've loved every minute of it. And, It's not an easy band to be in.
No, it's musically, can you imagine? It's a heritage brand in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
You would always call it talking marketing speak.
The music isn't straight ahead.
No, not at all.
It's all lots of funny bits and bobs, you know. Yeah. It's not straight ahead rock and roll.
And a few years ago, keeping up with Maddie's dancing would have been a nightmare.
She still dances.
How is it for you, Jesse? I know you do. How is it for you joining us how did you get to know the band?
Well,
Pete's on.
It's a party we're having here now.
I kind of met everybody, and then there was a kind of a lull for a couple of months. So I questioned, because I basically had this set to learn, and it was amazing. It was so exciting, but it wasn't real at all until we came together, and then we did some dates in Ireland. And, just from the first moment of being on stage with these guys,
it was kind of strange for you because you, as it were, got the job and then we didn't have anything for a couple of months, did we? I didn't have gigs, so
and
you must have felt a bit, whoa.
Obviously with the massive back catalogue as well, which, thankfully I didn't have to learn all of it. Only kind of,
enough.
You know, 37 years worth.
Not the easiest job in the world then, really, is it?
It's just been great fun. Yeah. Love it.
So were you magicked up by Terry Pratchett? You appeared. Is that how it works?
I don't know how it came about, really.
I think it was on the internet.
Yeah, we came across your website. Yeah,
I think it was something like
and
that.
We went,
I think John.
John, the manager, saw you and flagged it up.
We had a couple of people and just seemed to sort of.
Because what we wanted was
the right energy.
What, and also, it's the other thing is not from a total folk background. Is the other thing was about. Yeah. So the classical edge is something that Peter Knight had, and something that I think that certainly others were hoping for with whoever replaced him. You know, so and that was found.
Had a rigorous audition. I think I was there for 3 hours with you.
Was it as long as that?
Yeah.
Wow. We threw a few curveballs, didn't we?
That must have been really scary.
It was quite scary, but also just amazing fun. I came back and said, I want this job so bad. I couldn't sleep for 2 nights.
Because for a lot of people, that's difficult. I played in bands and I played guitar for years in bands, only about 3 or 4 bands, because there was all my friends. I would hate to go and sort of go, okay, I'm going to join a band and get there and do my thing, the rhythm guitar. I would just go so scared. Oh, we're going to do it. So little things.
But it's quite nerve wracking.
Yeah, no. I can't imagine it.
I've never done.
Especially with something as big
audition.
As what you are, you know, obviously the big thing that
I've never done an audition. No, it's very complicated.
But I think, that's something that's so important, the energy, and had it not been these guys. It would have been a totally different thing, but you get an energy, don't you, immediately, and felt comfortable, and on a personal level.
And how did you join then, Pete? What was
Well, that was almost diametrically opposite.
Right.
I joined because Rick couldn't do a tour that was coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I got it on 2 weeks' notice. They gave me 40 songs to learn. When I got to rehearsal, I had to do another 5. So, you know, it was there was plenty to be working towards when I joined. So,
but did you play a few years ago as well? Did you drift into the
40th
band?
Anniversary.
You had to learn a set really quickly in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, and the same with Jess. It must be
but it was great fun. I mean, it's kept me on my toes ever since. That's for sure.
Jesse had to lead
you.
No worries.
The new people in the band have barely touched the surface.
Oh, I know,
the repertoire.
Yeah.
It's a big repertoire.
But in 5 years, I must have done probably, I would say, close to 100 songs.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it just goes on and on.
It goes on and on.
So I'm so intrigued. I mean, Terry Pratchett, Steel Ice Band, I know it works brilliantly now. Mm-hmm. And it's so highly acclaimed. Mm-hmm. You've gotten doing voiceovers and everything. Yeah. Bless his heart. I mean, I've read some Discworld, but I just can't keep up with the guy. I mean, he's so prolific.
His brain is extraordinary.
It's just, I think I've read about 3 Discworlds, and I couldn't. How did it all come about?
Because he's a big fan of the band, and when he did Desert Island Discs, the track he took with him was Thomas the Rhymer.
Right.
So we sort of went on, and he'd come to gigs, and we didn't realise, and then. We met up with him and obviously got on well with him, and he said, come play at my birthday bash and stuff. Nice. So and he always comes when we're in this area, so we sort of become friends with him really. And then he suggested at some point that we did some music sort of with him, with obvious material, and particularly the Winter Swiss, which if you read them, there are a lot of references I can hear when I read his stuff. Yeah. That there's bits that come, but particularly in those books, because I've read quite a lot of them, and so it sort of made sense, and we just said right, everybody go, all the writers go away and write 3 songs, and that's what we did. And luckily, we came back and we haven't all written the same song.
That's amazing.
That's why I'm so looking forward to seeing it tonight, because I missed it first time around. I don't know what happened. I got the album through when it came out, and I was just blown away by it. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
really, I can't wait till you guys get out.
I'm looking so forward to it. Yeah,
we don't do the whole album. We just do some bits of it, because otherwise
do quite a few from it. Actually,
yeah,
so that's,
we do, but
mixed in with the old
mixed
stuff.
Mixed in with some
great.
Old materials.
Yeah.
We always keep re-greening it. I call it. You leave them fallow for a while, and then you bring them back in, and they come in fresh. If you sing them all the time, well, Hat's different because. That's sort of like an anthem, really.
Yeah.
Which is just
that's a bit Marmite, isn't it? A lot of people sort of like that.
I don't care if they don't like it.
I took some newbies to properly the other week, and we was going to go to the another one. I think he was playing at a festival somewhere, and I think it was the small one in the New Forest.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't go in the end, my friends. And I said, "Oh, you've got to come and see." And they said, "Oh, isn't that all around the hat lady?" I said, "No, come on, it's not all around the hat lady."
Well, it is.
Far more than that. Mm. But it's talking to Thomas the Rhymer, incidentally, just to let you know, as your interview, Dave Pegg's got a camper van. He calls it Thomas the Hymer. Everyone's had a bit of, you know, Thomas Hymer's gone quite a long way to influence a lot of people. So, there you go. Are you doing many old songs tonight? Or,
yeah, we've got quite a few. It's about half and half. Mm. Is it
a 2-hour show or something?
Yeah, it's about two 50-ish minutes each way, as it were.
Yeah.
I had a lovely chat. I was talking to Park Records and I was trying to arrange the interview. And I said, "Can I talk to anybody like Maddie or anybody?" She said, "We can't talk to Maddie, she's having a nap."
Yeah.
So you have your afternoon nap.
Yeah, I do.
I wish I could do that. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, well, so if you're a person who gets up early, it's a long way to the gig. So
absolutely. I'm driving around.
2 days. My gig is 2 days.
Yeah. So what's next then? What now? You've got, you know, the new blood in the band. Is there are there new material that's been worked on? Or
We have ideas, but we're obviously not talking about them yet.
Mm. Yeah,
no, it's all a bit secret squirrel, is it?
Well, no, because if you start talking about stuff you're creating, you dissipate energy. Yeah. Nobody should do that ever.
That's true.
There's loads. We've got quite a lot of gigs next year, both here and abroad. Mm. So we're going to be quite busy, you know. And then there's, as you know, stuff to write and to record at some point.
Yeah.
So and everyone's got ideas, which is great. Mm. Everyone's got, you know.
And one of my favourites is just talking about some of the solo work is the Arthurian. That's probably going to be like on my desert island. This album it's absolutely brilliant. Are there any more sort of? I know you've always got that historical desire running beneath everything you actually do.
Yeah. I've got one I'm working on at the moment.
You have?
Yeah.
In that sort of trilogy?
It won't be the same because it's different players, but I thought Lionheart's was particularly, I liked
it. Yeah, Lionheart was fantastic as well. Yeah, that was fantastic as well.
But I do like to engage in slightly bigger projects. Mm.
Yeah, because I remember you talking to me a few years ago now and you said I'd like to revisit Lionheart.
The difficulty is that the people that was working with are all doing other things because Troy is now in Nightfish and in the Bad Shepherd, so he's quite busy.
Yeah.
Nick works with Barbara Dixon, so that quite often is the same. So, everything nothing stays the same.
No.
But that's what life is.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do the same thing exactly again. It doesn't happen. I mean, that's why Steel Eye is quite interested. Over 45 years, it's done very different things. The material is the strength of it, I think, because I think what we've done musically the material, we've based it in the massive tradition and the big child ballads, which are our big strength. That's what we've always been really good at, and that was very largely down to Bob Johnson.
Yeah.
And that's where our strength lies, and what people bring in. Nobody says what everybody else should play.
Mm.
You sort of play your own thing, and then try and figure out how it works with everybody else. And there are always tensions and difficulties. Mm. You know, it's not an easy
part
when you're
process.
Sort of, if there's nobody actually saying you do this, you do this, you do this.
No,
then you're going to have problems.
No, it's kind of a big melting pot, isn't it?
We all have to kind of like try and make it work, and different things work. And somebody comes up with an idea.
There must be a certain ethos because it always works, doesn't it? You don't hear any horror stories about, you know, it's not happening. You know, I can't do it. You know, the lineups you've had are quite for at least a couple. You know,
we tend to sort of balance out for a bit. And then it kind of tips up again. But it's, I think one of the things is that this, with every band has its sort of raison d'etre and kind of style without necessarily verbalising it. I think, I remember Squeeze came back together and they'd they said, well, you know, we just wanted to play together. And the truth is, each band is its own thing.
Mm.
And you never... You think, oh, we'll get a better guitarist, or we'll get a better, and it doesn't, and it just everything changes then.
Yeah.
So you just kind of
a real band is like a tribe.
Yes.
It has its own language, and if you lose that us against the world, then you lose that whole reason for staying together, really.
That's right. You know? And each band sort of has its own language. Hmm. And without knowing that, I mean, we'd often say, nah, that's not going to work. And we didn't know why, but you'd sort of have an agreement roughly between you. What does work?
Yeah.
And then
you
sort
might
of go, nah, that's not kind of silly. Like. And it's not that you don't like it, you know, which is one of the problems in a band like this. Mm-hmm. You don't want to say, no, I don't like it.
No.
But at the same time, you just go, oh,
I think everyone, you know, it's if you bring an idea in and you really believe in it, and you sort of, don't mean fight your corner, but you do, you know, then eventually it'll either become apparent to the others that it's a good idea, or you'll go, all right, fair enough. You know what I mean? It kind of happens that way. I mean, you can, you know, an idea can come along where you think, where they go, I'm not sure about, all right, you know, that's the way it works. And then sometimes you go, no, all right, fair enough.
But Julia brought in Dark Morris, which you think is one of
the
star
pieces.
That's
a great track. But you need that passion, and with passion you're going to, you know.
Yeah, well, it was at the beginning of the Wintersmith process, really, and it was
yeah,
just,
you set the bar high.
I got like a new boy keen. I'll write something. Ooh, yeah, I'll do that. And that got, and everyone else got writing then. It was good.
It kicked it off.
Yeah, sort of let the blue touch paper, really.
Yeah, and then retire.
If only.
10 metres back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Anyway, well, thank you for talking to us. I know you've got a show to do.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You want to take a
bit
more of your time.
Sound checks and everything, so thanks ever so much.
Oh, no, no problem. It's great.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
We'll look forward to the show. Lovely to talk to you again, all of you.
Yeah.
Thanks
nice
very
one.
Much.
Nice to see you.
Thanks
a lot.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
That's great.
Thanks very much.
Nice one.
Thanks.
Great.
Thank you.